The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lots of things happening today. Elon Musk wanting to buy OpenAI.
Yeah, this is the tech bros and their money. This has been going on for a little while. So we know that Musk was involved back in the day with OpenAI. He's walked away. He has been in a feud with Sam Altman, who currently runs the company, for quite a while. And he's now saying that he would bid $97 billion for the company. Like, obviously, it's a huge sum of money. It comes after he paid a ridiculous price for Twitter, $44 billion back in 2022. Sam Altman has come out and he said, "No, thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.7 billion if you want."
Which is Musk, a fraction of what he paid for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which Musk then retweeted with Swindler. So it's just cool to see the tech bros flying the flag once again so respectfully and with great pride.
It's the old expression, too much money and no sense.
Yeah, but I think it's frustrating when you see that Elon Musk is involved in very serious business in the American political sphere and then wasting his time and just being a bit of an idiot, for want of a better phrase.
Now, you want to talk to me about the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, which would be the biggest version.
Yes, this is the head of the Samsung S25 range, which was launched a few weeks ago. As you said, this is the flagship. This is the biggest and it's the most expensive. Prices start from 1,469 to be precise. And this is the phone that you and I used to love. We used to be a big fan of the old Note range back in the day because it would have a stylus. It had a big screen. This has a 6.9-inch screen.
It's lovely in the hand.
It's chunky. Like, it feels very secure in the hand. And when I interviewed the head of Samsung a few weeks ago on Tech Talk, it really struck me that rather than talking about the specs, the internal specs of the phone, she very much focused on the AI and how OpenAI's ChatGPT is ingrained into the phone. So the idea, and you might have seen the ads that are on TV and flying around the place over the last wee while, but the idea is that you wake up in the morning and you get your daily brief. It's called Daily Brief from your phone. And it gathers this based on your email and your texts and your other communications that you've had. And it can tell you, well, you, Pat, need to be in Marconi House well before your show that starts at 9. So the traffic is looking like this. These are the people that you're going to talk to between 9 and 12. This is the information that you might need to read. Essentially, in theory, it's going to give you all of that. Then if you say, well, do you know what? I'd love a gluten-free sandwich for my lunch today. Can you recommend places that are in the Dublin 2 vicinity that I can get a sandwich? And again, the phone will provide locations for you. It'll give you any information that you might need. You can go back again and say, well, is this place dog friendly? And it'll answer the question.
I detect a bot coming.
But come on. I had great expectations. And when I got the phone in my hand, I absolutely played around with it and I challenged it. And there were things that impressed me. But overall, what I found, and I had asked this question, but it's not as intuitive as my little example made it sound. It also requires you to be utilizing certain Samsung apps that are on the phone. And again, those apps work well, but they're not my go-to apps, which means then that seamless transition from me asking a question to me texting you where we're going for lunch doesn't quite play out as seamlessly as they've made it. There's no denying it's an impressive phone. It is a powerhouse. The cameras are excellent. The battery is great. It's kind of the same spec as last year's model. The key point of difference is this AI integration. It's also worth noting that that AI integration is now going to be rolled out on the other Samsung phones. So this isn't something that just gatekeeping for the flagships. Overall, it's impressive. There's no denying it's impressive. Is it as show-stopping as I thought it would be? No.
We'll fly through some of the questions coming in. Getting SMS messages from TikTok ads saying, here's your verification code, valid for 5 mins. There's no link to click on. We don't have a TikTok account.
They're just scams. And the good news that we covered last week on Tech Talk is that Comreg are making those things a thing of the past. So just ignore them. But by October of this year, they will be banished forever.
I'm out of storage, but when I try to delete emails on Outlook app on my phone, the emails reappear as soon as I delete them. Any suggestions?
You may need to do it from your main device. It depends on how you set up your email, but sometimes they can be stored in the cloud, which is on your, the main portal, I suppose, is on your computer. So if you do it from your computer, then sync up on your phone. Hopefully they'll be banished.
A reputable website to buy a refurbished iPhone. What would you recommend? Tracy wants to know.
Mintplus.ie, swappy.ie or refurb.ie.
I'm looking for a laptop for my small art business. I use a good bit of Photoshop, scan my work at high resolution. I use QCAD and other imaging software. I also develop my website. I often need many apps running at the same time. Looking at Lenovo ThinkPad, but there's so many models, a bit lost as to which one to choose. My budget is 1300 to 1800 euro.
So many options that you can get out there for your price bracket. I was looking around this morning and there are some brilliant. The Lenovo IdeaPad Slim 3 I think would be a great option for you because it has a 16-inch very bright screen. It also has 16 gigs of RAM, so that's plenty to do all of the bits and pieces that you've outlined there.
I've been using a Redmi Note 10 for the past few years and after a few falls, it now has the dreaded red line down the centre of the screen.
Oh, no.
I've decided to purchase a Nothing 2A phone, which has got good reviews for phones in the price range. My question is, how do I transfer my apps data from the old phone to the new one when it arrives? Will the transfer maintain all my passwords as they're all remembered by the current phone? That's from Kevin.
Yeah, so the good thing here is that it's very, very seamless. When you get your new phone, you log in with your Gmail account and it'll ask you if you want to set it up based on a previous device or an existing device. You hit yes. Everything will get saved across. Also worth making sure, if you go to passwords.google.com on your browser, sign in with your Gmail there. All of your passwords are stored there as well. So you've got multiple levels of backup, but it is very seamless and everything will go across.
Question for Jess. My daughter, first year college student, needs a good printer for doing her placement work, one that will carry her through the next 3 years of primary teacher training. Ink, price and durability essential.
Okay, the HP DeskJet 4222E. So it's 4222E. It's HP DeskJet. It's very, very durable. I think you can get it with bundles as well, where you get a certain amount of ink included. And those cartridges are widely available as well. So again, it's the HP DeskJet 4222E.
I'm on 48 Mobile, heading to Vietnam on holiday. What's the best way to stay connected?
The best way to stay connected is to get an eSIM, so the GoMo World app, or you can get an eSIM via Revolut if you're a Revolut customer, but GoMo World is cheaper. Follow the steps on the screen, go into your settings, turn off the data on your 48 SIM card when you land, only when you land, and then you'll be laughing and it'll save you a bucket ton of cash.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.